Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is you too. Of course, the Unforgettable Fire on Radio Nova. This is the Nova Guest List. This is the All Irish Hour, and we have a very special, very, very special hour this hour. We are joined by Paul Noonan and Dahi O'Dronig. Houseplants, who are houseplants, I believe, and right into the mics, lads. So it's just both of you, just both of you. It'll squeal if you're not, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, Houseplants is both of us. We have a lovely band who we tour with, who are absolutely fantastic. But most of the writing is done between us. So yeah.
And so you have a 6-piece band, is that right?
Five piece band.
A 5-piece band, but our sound engineer, like, we all wear suits, and our sound engineer also wears a suit. So
I love that.
I suppose we'd kind of include him.
He's
in our
pavilion
band.
Member.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And but you're busy. Like, I mean, I was looking at the gigs that are on at the moment, and you know, Dahi, you've got a gig next Friday in Whelan's. Mm-hmm. You're doing stuff. I'm assuming you're writing an album. You're on the way to writing.
Yeah. I'm testing out an album at the moment. Yeah,
amazing. Oh, so that's what the gig is. It's testing out the songs.
Yeah.
And you have many gigs. You just finished a tour with Bellex One.
Yeah, we had a show. We're kind of this year sporadically playing sort of the tail end of the last record. We had a really busy year last year,
yeah.
So this year we're kind of doing.
But my point is you're both busy. Like, how are you finding? Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about all this, but how are you? What is this period? Is this a fallow period, a post album sort of chill, like bit of interviews, or what is it like?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
It's mad because the record came out and then we the shows don't happen really till the end of the year.
Yeah.
So
it's a different time, really. It works differently these times.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny when you're releasing records now, it's like, and now it's on the internet. You know, it doesn't have the hoo-ha
of
times past in terms of like release day, show, and in stores. I know people still do in stores, but it just feels like sometimes a bit of an anticlimax to put out a record now.
Well, the theory now, isn't it, is you release everything before the album. And then, or you release the bulk of the album before the album, and then when you release the album, you release everything again, or whatever.
You know
that theory. Yeah. Anyway, look, we'll talk about all this wonderful stuff in a few minutes. We're going to be chatting about the new album, A Half Known Things, which is very exciting, and we'll be chatting about the band and the gigs and all that kind of stuff in a minute. But we are here because it's the All Irish Hour, and we're going to play some brilliant new Irish music. How are yous on new Irish music? Do you find it something you're kind of excited to dive into, checking all the playlists and stuff, or is it something that, you know, might be in a cafe and something comes on and you go, well, I'll listen to that. Is it a passive relationship, Paul?
I live in town, so I do try to get into gigs and just kind of a Tuesday in Whelan's or in the Workman's
Saturday
occasionally,
in Smoke Alley.
Yeah. So, but I don't tend to, I mean, stuff that I would come across online and would turn my head. Yes, I love when that happens, but I'm kind of bad at seeking it out.
Well, we have a wonderful playlist I must send on to you, because we do have amazing Irish acts that send their songs in every week. This is a man called Cono. He's an indie rock musician from Galway, and this is his new single. It's called Meet Me Later. This is brand new on Radio Nova. Yes. That is wonderful. Oh, that stops very suddenly. That is The Frames, Revelate Live from, I think, the Setlist album, and that was chosen by Dahi. And why, like, it's great, but why did you choose that one?
It's basically the reason why I had started playing the fiddle again when I was a teenager was because I heard that opening song from that record.
Mm.
And I was just like, you could do that with a violin? That's crazy. Like, and made me pick up the violin. I was playing bass before that. And then I started getting into proper loop stations and big effects pedals with the violin.
Because
of that track.
It's cool. It's so energetic as well.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
And just hearing the crowd like reciprocate to that is the amazing thing. Like, that's the only way to listen to Revelate, that live album, I think, you know?
Yeah, it's probably right up there, you know. It's probably one of the best Irish live albums. You know, with the Thin Lizzy, obviously the Bellex One live album that we get to share down.
Of course, obviously.
We're going to be chatting about the brand new album by Houseplants. We're here with Paul Noonan and Dahi. It is Radio Nova, and the lads are going to answer questions as well if you have questions, aren't you, lads?
We are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ask us anything.
087-1818-100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. It's Radio Nova.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, it's Radio Nova. It's Kieran McGuinness. It is the All Irish Hour. We are here with a very, very special co-present with the brilliant guys from Houseplants, Paul Noonan and Dahi Mario Dronic. It is a pleasure to have you, lads. We're going to be chatting about your brand new album. It's called Half Known Things. It's another excellent release. I was hugely obsessed and invested in Dry Goods, your first album, because it was the album I was a Choice Music Prize judge, and so I listened to all those albums extensively. I had a notebook and I had spreadsheets and I had really spent a lot of time on that. It's funny because I went into the actual judging and there was a woman and she said, do you lads have notebooks? And I was like, I've given my entire life to listen to these albums. And anyway, it was great fun. And so my family knows that the stuff as well. So it's been a pleasure to getting to know this album. So can you tell us a little bit about how it kind of came together, Paul?
I think after the first record took us on the road, which we didn't think it would. I mean, the first record was one we made during lockdown with Dahi and I trading files online, doing that whole thing. And for its own sake, really, we didn't really have any vision of a band or doing shows. And so it was such an incredible bonus to realize that, because the record was kind of written from our respective bunkers, imagining those spaces that we weren't allowed to enjoy at the time. The first record, yeah. So we had to sort of project to the sweaty nightclub or the festival late night slot, and then we did those things. So we wanted to do more, and having brought the record out live, we wanted to sort of take. There are moments, and Dahi's a master at the sort of build and release thing, and just for me, kind of getting into the sort of seeing that dance music protocol as it is work in the real world, I really loved leaning into those moments. So we try to take from that experience of taking the record out on the road and then use it to inform this new record that we had the pleasure of actually being in the same room for the most part.
Yeah, so it would be easy to kind of say that maybe it's the kind of thing where Dahi writes the music, Paul writes the words. I'm sure it's not as simple as that, but what's the kind of basic process for a Houseplants song?
Yeah, I mean, one of the best things about the kind of the Houseplants thing is that both myself and Paul come from very, very different worlds, if you know what I mean. You know, like I mean, I kind of
Galway and Lucan.
Lucan.
Mighty, mighty Lucan.
I'm doxing you now. So my understanding of music comes from dance music and how it works on a dance floor, you know what I mean? And then Paul comes from a very band live situation where you're kind of performing to an audience. So, when we approach something, I'll bring him something from my world and he'll have a completely different vision of it from where he's kind of come from. And then, Paul is a very accomplished drummer as well. So, I mean, the way generally the Houseplants works is that, we'll find some sort of riff or something that we're really kind of buzzing off, and then Paul will record the drums to them, either where I am down in Clare or up here. And Houseplants has this lovely kind of loose feel of we kind of only take maybe one or two takes of those drums and then hang the song over that rhythm, and that's what gives it a big live feel, I think,
Yeah, well, it does. It sounds, I guess, liver, is that the right word? Than the first album, but it still has that, the dance feel of the kind of precision of it. But so the song I'm going to play now is one of the tracks called Every Flower is a Field. I've got a kind of a feel of the theme of the album in my head, and I'd love to chat to you about that in a second after this. But can you give us just a short what is the song about?
The theme of the song, I feel like I'm in Leaving Cert again.
60 points.
I have teenagers, and when they were small, they did lots of cute stuff like get excited in car washes. And we went to one recently, and we were all like, "Oh, do you remember you used to do this?" And I looked around, and my son was on his phone in the back seat, eating a Whisper, picking his feet, completely oblivious to us being in the car wash.
Wow!
So it's about that.
Okay. And with that, this is the brilliant Houseplants. Every Flower is a Field on Radio Nova. Yeah, that is Every Flower is a Field by Houseplants. One of the standouts for me on the new Houseplants album, Half Known Things, it's called. This is Kieran McGuinness. We are here with Houseplants. Delighted to have Paul and Dahi here from the band. So we're going to chat a little bit about gigs and stuff coming up and going out on the road. There's a lot of gigs coming up. But I just want to chat about the album. So whenever someone brings out a new album, okay, there's just a load of cliches that go with it. So I just want to know how close we are to these now. So Dahi, it's your most personal album yet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. 100% my most personal album. Yeah.
Okay.
My heart is warm. Isn't that what it's like yeah. I really feel this one. This is the one.
This is the one, yeah. Okay, so Paul, how true is this? It's about all aspects of life.
God, no. Untrue.
Untrue. Okay, yeah. Interesting. It's the best thing we've ever done.
It is absolutely the best thing we've ever done.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. It was really informed by the live experience.
I've been banging on about that. Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay, well, so joking aside, so thematically, my favourite thing, one of the hardest things to get right, I think, in a song or in a piece of music is beautiful melancholy. So it's not entirely... gibberishly happy or like depressingly sad, but there's a kind of a beautiful melancholy that sits in the middle that you can kind of interpret or whatever. This album, there's a lot of, I think, jaded realism in the album, but in a kind of a beautiful way, I think. So like in the right light, everything is beautiful. I think that's a really nice theory to have of over the album, but then there's lots of stuff like the dice is loaded, squeezing the little guy, every seesaw is a gangplank, it's the hope that kills you, leave it, which is I think kind of a sad song but beautiful. Would you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, I think again we're in the suits. I almost like inhabit a character in Houseplants now. This guy who's kind of stumbling through life, a little dazed and overwhelmed by it all, but kind of happy to be there. Mm. I think what we tried to, it's dance music, yes, but with heart, is what we like to think is conveyed. The shows are very emotional. I find certain songs really emotional and very almost overwhelming to sing, feeling that connection with a room of people. Some of them are more frivolous than others, and some of them are great fun, but some of them are kind of, especially with Sinead, actually singing with Sinead, I've made a connection with her in certain songs where we kind of both are inhabiting roles, and it has that sort of transcendence that that great shows have, both as a performer and an audience member. I love going to shows and feeling that.
Well, I love the sad banger is kind of how I would describe it, which is basically the contrast of being like a high energy dancier thing that has like a kind of a very emotional impact underneath. And you get moments like No Stopping Me or Hope Is a Hell of a Drug on this new record where you have like a singular phrase that you repeat, and the more that you repeat it over a beat, the more profound and kind of impactful it becomes, and it's almost hypnotic and stuff. And I think people really, really connect with it when they're there, and the songs are very, people can really sing along with them, which means that they really, really do, and you kind of see them when they know the song, they really take it in their arms, and it's been super, super special to do that, Yeah.
Okay, well, it is, I think it is, like at times it is really emotional. I think it's interesting, it would be really interesting to write as a person who comes from the kind of song, the melody first kind of world, which is where I would come from, to go into the, the power of the rhythm. I just think it's an interesting thing. The power of the rhythm, that was a Paula Abdul song, wasn't it?
Is that a cliche?
Yeah, it might be. one of the things that's really interesting about the album is the brilliant sounds that are across it. Lots of really interesting kind of found sounds, distorted sounds, detuned sounds, making things kind of unique. In the Right Light is the opening track. Dahi, can you tell us a little bit about that track before we play it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the opener of the album, and I think the actual music reflects the actual thing itself. You have these like big, brash, hard sounds, but when you present them in a certain way, it kind of comes across with a kind of a certain amount of beauty to it,
Yeah, this is the opening track on the Houseplants album, Half Known Things. This is In the Right Light. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, I love that. That is In the Right Light from Houseplants. The new album is out now. And it's called Half Known Things, the second album by Houseplants. Loads of gigs to come: 27th of December in Galway, 28th of December in Cork, 11th of January in Limerick, and the 30th and 31st of January in Dublin. So very, very exciting. They're in the Button Factory, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Button Factory.
The second show is sold out. The first one was kind of added as well, so there's still a few tickets remaining for that one as well.
Yes, and Dahi, you're playing solo this Friday in Whelans, and Paul, you're playing in Ballina, if anyone's going to Ballina, this Friday also. And that'll be great. Let's play a song by Villagers. Why? Who chose Courage by Villagers?
I did.
And why, briefly, did you choose this song?
Again, when the kids were small, we used to sing Porridge. It's the feeling, you know. So,
and I remember,
I remember meeting Connor with my son at the time, going, "Oh, Connor, we do this with your song," and he's like, "Yeah, okay."
That's quite funny. So, if you'd like to ask a question to the lads, we've got some questions coming in: 087-1818-100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. It's Nova. Absolutely beautiful. That is Connor from Villagers, second appearance on the show tonight, and that is Courage, chosen by Houseplants. We're going to be chatting to the lads and answering some questions up after this on Nova. Yeah, it's Kieran McGuinness, it's Radio Nova. We are here with the guys from Houseplants, Paul and Dahi, and we're celebrating their second album, Half Known Things. So we've got a couple of questions in. If you'd like to send in a question, 087-1818-100. So Danny says, you were the first band I saw after COVID. How were those gigs?
Oh, man, there was such a release, I think, for everyone concerned. Again, because our music is for those euphoric collective experiences. And yeah, I think people really lent into them at the time.
Yeah. Huge relief it felt on stage. It was just like, oh, okay, we're back, this is it. Like, it was really, really nice.
Yeah,
it was great.
So thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So my 10-year-old Maeve says, you have a new song about an umbrella. Does this mean you're running out of ideas?
Wow. Tough crowd. Do we have a song about an umbrella?
My love.
Oh,
my
we do
umbrella.
Yes. It's no, we're certainly not running out of ideas, young lady. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel, we know that, but you know, there's room for more than one song about an umbrella, surely.
That though, that is a particularly nice song. It has Sinead as well. You have the guest vocalist Sinead White, who's plays and sings on the album. She takes lead in that song. For it's a gorgeous piece.
Yeah,
the closing track on the album. So the gigs are coming up, and can you tell us what should people expect at a Houseplants gig? I mean, I think if people don't know you,
yeah, well, we dress up in suits. It's a very special occasion for all of us.
That is nice.
There's a lovely, lovely feeling with everybody. Like, it's just it does a really, really good time. That's the main thing. It's like, it's very, very positive, very uplifting. And yeah, it's very fun. It's great.
Yeah, an amazing night out. So two gigs in Dublin, 30th and 31st of January. Tickets still available there. Go and check it out. Paul and Dahi, what a pleasure to have you in, and best of luck with the album.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, we've got one more song that you've chosen, which is Whippin' Boys Twinkle. Does someone want to give us a little outro on that one?
Yeah, I chose this one. I think Whippin' Boy are, even though they're very much lauded, I think they're the biggest, most underrated band in the country. I think they were absolutely incredible. This album in particular was amazing. It's another record with an amazing violin line as well.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really good.
Yeah. And look, it's a fantastic song. I'm going to play that. But first, we've got some brand new music from a band called Bold Boy. And they started last year, and this is their second single. This one's great. It's called She Looked Me Up and Down. And this is brand new from Bold Boy. And then we're playing some Whippin' Boy. It's Radio Nova.
Welcome to Radio Nova.
Yeah, listen to that gorgeous intro for Whippin' Boy. Paul and Dahi, it's been such a pleasure having you in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Yeah,
we did, Kieran. Back. Thank you, man.
Thanks very much, man.
And best of luck with the album, and look forward to seeing you at the gigs.
Cheers.
Take it easy.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.